You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Ed Brenniger, the founder and chief initiator of Circle of Impact Leadership. Mr. Brenniger helps individuals, organizations, and communities who are in transition to discover and map a path that creates impact, that makes a difference, that matters. Mr. Brenniger, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
And certainly our pleasure. Thanks for your time as well. So tell us, for starters, how is leadership different today than it was a generation ago?
Well, I think what has taken place is that we've come to recognize that leadership is not simply a title or a role within an organizational structure. It's really how people function in their lives. And for a business, that means how do they function in the life that they lead within their business, and that's a major focus of what I do.
Tell us, if you would, what does it mean for a company to be leadership starved? Touch on that, if you would.
Well, if people are not free to lead, and by leadership I mean my definition of leadership is that all leadership begins with personal initiative to create impact that makes a difference that matters. And so if the people that work for a company are not free to take personal initiative to create impact, by that I mean they're not free to solve problems. They're not free to really communicate with whomever they really need to solve problems. And they're not free to really innovate to make the processes work better. Then they're not being able to lead, and therefore the company is leadership starved. So the opposite of that would be a leader-rich company where people are really free to solve problems and to communicate and to do new things that elevate the prospects of the company.
And thanks for your response there. Now, tell us also, what do you mean by impact, and why does impact matter?
Well, what I came to understand in the work that I do over the last 25 years is that every organization is unique in and of itself, but all problems are the same across organizations. And what I found was that organizational leaders, whether they're entrepreneurs, small business leaders, middle, mid-cap kind of companies, whatever, what kind of company they are, they were not very clear about actually what the outcome of the company was. They're very clear about their numbers, things like that, but they really weren't clear why the company was doing what it was doing. And even if they had a fairly clear purpose, they didn't understand that purpose in terms of impact. So the impact, about what I mean by impact, is that it is a change that is created that benefits not only the company, but the customer, or the client, or the patient, or the citizen, the constituent, say if it's a local government. So what is the change you want to create that makes a difference that matters? And that is what impact is. And if you can take a business and focus the whole business upon a commonly understood and accepted and committed to impact, then you have the opportunity to really marshal the leadership initiative of people so that the company can really thrive in ways that it may never have done so before.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Ed Brenniger, the founder and chief initiator of Circle of Impact Leadership, that helps individuals, organizations, and communities as well who are in transition to discover and map a path that creates impact, that makes a difference that matters, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Brenniger, what can an entrepreneurial leader do to create a leader-rich culture?
Well, what I think the first thing they have to do is recognize that they want that, that that's important to them as the head of a company. I've just published a book called Circle of Impact, Taking Personal Initiative to Ignite Change. And as I've been traveling around talking with people about it, I had a conversation with a CEO of a new tech startup last week, and he was just thrilled because what he felt like I was giving them was were the tools to help his people to become leaders. And so the way I break that down is here are five steps that can be taken if you're an entrepreneurial leader and you have a staff, you have a team, and you want to get the very best from them by helping them, equipping them, supporting them, permitting them to lead through their own initiative. Here are five things that they can do. First of all, you need to believe in them. And that's really important. You need to look at these people not as simply people that work for you, but they're actually people who bring resources and assets to the task of the work they do that is really valuable. And you need to say thank you for doing that. This is a belief in them. And when you believe in them, then they will believe in you. And I think that's a nice exchange that happens. The second thing is free them to do their best work. And that means you can't micromanage them. If you micromanage them, what you're going to do is you're going to run off the people with the best talent, and what you're going to end up with people who are very unwilling to take initiative and are just waiting for someone to tell them what to do so they can go do it. Then the third thing I would suggest is you trust them. I find that trust is a big issue in companies. Leaders don't trust their people. People don't trust their leaders. And it's a product of the way we have structured businesses where the leadership has been always at the very top and everyone else is supposed to follow. And, well, that's no longer working very well, in my estimation. So you have to trust them that they're going to make the right decisions. And the way to think about that is the person who is doing, say, let's say you have a tech startup and your this person is doing some kind of mechanical work in creating a technology that is going to benefit some company, some person, some community in the future. We have to trust that they know more about what they're doing than you know about what they're doing. And so when you exhibit that trust in them, then that trust gets returned back to you, and it creates that leader-rich kind of environment, which is really important. The fourth thing to do is to thank them personally. Now, if you have a big company of, 50,000 people working for you, that's more difficult, but your supervisors and your managers can do that. But if you practice gratitude on a regular basis where you're personally thanking them for the work they do, that will make a difference in elevating their sense that they have something to contribute to the company. And then to honor them in some way which means something to them. So that means that you really have to know your people and know what it means to be honored, what they sense is what honor is. So you honor them by thanks, but you honor them by granting them certain things which to them mean this person really cares about me. I worked with a company about 10 years ago, and then had gone through a crisis, and I came in to help them write a value statement. And my first question was, how long ago do we have to go? How far back in time do we have to go to when this was a happy company? And the union president said 20 years. And I said, well, what was it like then? He said, we were a family. So when you treat people as if you're family, or you treat people as if they matter, then you're honoring them, and by honoring them, you're going to find that they want to do their very best work.
Rich content right there. Really good stuff. Thanks for that. Now, what do you do to support leaders and their organizations?
Well, I do see myself as a thought leader who is trying to bring a different perspective to the practice of leadership in the world. So I've written a book, Circle of Impact, Taking Personal Initiative to Ignite Change, and it's available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and your independent bookstore. And so that's one place where a lot of these ideas get nurtured out as ideas, but also as stories which illustrate the idea. And then I write a weekly blog called Leading for Impact that you can find at my website, edbreniger.com. And then I have a long-form blog site called Leading Questions, where I write longer essays about leadership. So those are two places that I do the thought leadership, and I talk and I give speeches and I do workshops and that sort of thing. The other thing is I have a program I call Impact Day, where I take people through a process of discovery. I have three tools that I've developed with the Circle of Impact, and these tools allow us to find clarity about a situation that they're in. So they enter into the process that I have a situation I have. It's a problem. It's an opportunity. It's a question. It's something that draws them to a point of transition, which says, I need to address this and I need to get through this, or we need as a team to do that. So I take them through this process, and what it does is it explores what has transpired over time, it explores what is their impact, explores who is their network of people that they're wanting to influence or have an impact with, and then it looks at the real nuts and bolts of things of what is the opportunity and how do we meet that, and even more, what are the obstacles that we face and what problems have we created. So we ask these questions, and at the end of the day, we've actually come to a fairly transformative perspective of what actually the problem was, and there's a plan that an action plan that results that leads forward to some very new and good things. So those are the basically two ways that I serve people, and it's a coaching consulting role that I have with people in that regard.
Mr. Brenniger, really appreciate what you do in the space and also all the great resources that you do offer as well through your services. Lastly, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share with the audience in conclusion today?
Yes, I do. I find that a lot of what people are given today in the business world when they hear people talk about leadership and self-help and things like these topics is that they're being asked to become bigger. They're asked to take on a bigger sense of who they are, and they must become something other than the person they are. Here's my simple message to your audience is, you are good enough where you are. You don't have to become something. You already are someone, and all you need to do is start small with the personal initiative that you're taking, take personal initiative to create impact in a small way, and learn from that process. Then you can grow to be big, but never, ever get out of touch with how this affects your local community. Because what I have found is that oftentimes when we get disconnected from the impact we have on our local communities, we lose touch with why we're doing what we're doing, because it's much more difficult to identify the impact that we're having. So start small, grow big, stay locally connected.
And what a great place to conclude. It is edbrenniger.com. Again, Mr. Brenniger, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and have a happy and prosperous 2019.
Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Ed Brenniger, the founder and chief initiator of Circle of Impact Leadership, that helps individuals, organizations, and communities who are in transition to discover and map a path that creates impact, that makes a difference, that matters. And for further details and to contact Mr. Brenniger, visit edbrenniger.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.